Can there be a more exciting place in the world than a theatre on the evening of a performance of the ballet? From the stalls to the galleries, the house is a blaze of light, with the gleam of a thousand lights sparkling on the happy audience. Dressed in all their evening finery, they chatter as they take their seats and wave their programmes to friends across the aisles. Below the apron of the stage, in the orchestra pit, the musicians are tuning their polished instruments, the stray notes rising and falling, and sometimes teasing the ear as though they would make a tune of their own. Now the crowd are seated in rank upon rank of plush seats, marvelling at the huge velvet curtain that sways over the front of the stage and gazing up at the delicate decorations of the ceiling, the sparkling chandeliers, and the stage boxes which glitter with gold. Behind the curtain, the dancers are making little adjustments to their costumes, their hair, their makeup, and their shoes. Some are just stretching themselves in one last preparation, or practicing for the thousandth time a difficult little step or jump. A stagehand is sweeping the last speck of dust from the stage, and when he leaves the huge empty space, the stage manager in the wings pauses for a moment to check that everyone is in their proper place, and then nods to the conductor, who steps out to a barrage of applause and cheers from the excited audience. Splendid in evening dress, the conductor bows to the right and the left, and then, taking his place on the podium, turns to the orchestra, waves his baton, taps the top of his music stand, and the clapping and cheering die away. For a moment, there is perfect silence in the theatre. The baton is poised in the air.